Hey guys, welcome back to Not Just a Mom Podcast. I'm Becky, and it has been a couple weeks since I got something out to you guys. It is nearing Christmas. It is Friday, so feeling good. It is the last day of school before summer vacation. The kids all got off in their PJs today for pajama day, and I just really am taking this last day before the chaos of having all of them home for 2 weeks kicks in. And I just really want to chat with you guys for a bit. I have a birthday coming up on Christmas Eve, so I will be 41. And I was super excited about turning 40. I was, you know, entering this new, I don't know why it's new, phase of life at 40. We're done having kids. We're out of diapers. You know, the kids are growing into little people. And it was just such a fun time and great, you know, just a great spot in our life. And we put in a pool this year, so that was exciting. And this next year is really going to be about us. Like as a family, just, you know, making time for date nights and, you know, spending the time with the kids that if they want the one-on-one time. I don't know. Like, I always look at date nights with your kids and doing that. And then I'm like, well, that's four. So that's four nights and that's 4 nights a month. So, you know, just trying to figure that out, you know, going into the new year, but really having focus on our family and being happy and spending that time together. So with my birthday coming up, we always have this discussion about your birthday being your special day. Dan is amazing and he always wants to, you know, make it about me and spoil me. And I love that. And I don't take that for granted, but we also have four kids and it's Christmas Eve and I want to get our jammies on and watch Christmas movies and put out cookies for Santa and do all of those things. And, you know, he's like, but it's your birthday. And I'm like, but I'm a 40-year-old woman, so it's okay. And this is what I want. So, you know, that's always a fun little discussion that we have about, you know, when my birthday ends, quote unquote, and when Christmas Eve begins. You know, so we've hosted Christmas on my birthday in the past and stuff, and I know he's not crazy about that, but I get that my birthday is an inconvenient time. And I know my mom has said if she could have changed it, she would have, but you know, it is what it is. And I love this time of year, and I think that's partly why, because it's my birthday and it's Christmas and the season of giving, and hopefully people are joyous and not stressed. So, you know, this year we've got a couple family Christmases to go to and not too much traveling. So that's really nice. But, you know, then it's pretty quiet for the rest of the time there. So hopefully we'll get some snow and we can go out tobogganing and do some things with the kids and that sort of thing. So I'm curious what you guys do, you know, over the Christmas holidays. Are you working? You know, we're blessed to have Dan home for a full week over the Christmas holidays. You know, sometimes it doesn't always work out that way with, you know, when Christmas falls and stuff. So really excited for that. And then it'll be New Year's and 2020, a new decade. So again, really excited, looking forward to the new year. And curious, do you guys have New Year's resolutions? Or, you know, I know some people in my circle pick words for the year. So whatever their word is for the year, whether it's, you know, action or, you know, overcoming fear or, you know, just doing or belief or faith or excuse me, you know, some sort of word that is going to resonate with them through the year. So I have not done that. I think I might try and do that this year and just take some quiet time and like really think about where, you know, I want to be in business, in life, and those sort of things over the next 12 months and go from there. I know we had, we did 1 year where you write down good things that happen and you put them in a jar on your fridge or whatever. And then on New Year's, you go through and look back on the year. And it was a really good idea. And then we miscarried that year. And then it wasn't a good idea for a little bit. And then so we got away from it and we never did it again after that. So, you know, that might be something that we can try again, especially now that the kids are bigger and they can recognize things, because it's the little things that you want to recognize all year through. I think, you know, it's not these big, I got a promotion at work, or, you know, like, sure, if you get a raise and you get a promotion or whatever, then you want to write those things down. But like, maybe it was, you know, one of the kids got to go on a date with daddy or mommy or something, and they put that in, and, you know, just being able to look back over those, I think would be a fun idea. So I think I'm gonna bring that up this year and just have a little notepad and a little like coffee jar or something, and we'll try and do that for the next year, going into the next year. So, but not very often. Like, I'm not big on resolutions either. You know, I set goals, but I don't really do resolutions. I always just think and dream about, you know, what I want for our family and, you know, our extended family. And it, a lot of the times it is the basic things, like everyone to be healthy and, you know, just, I think joy is going to be my word. I think I'm going to just concentrate on giving joy, being joyful, and you know, spreading joy all year through, not just at Christmas time. So that I think that's gonna be my word. I think joy is gonna be my word. So thanks for letting me work through that, you guys. So for all of you listening, first of all, I appreciate you even listening, because this is something that I, you know, I've kind of just done myself to help me work through being a mom who doesn't have any kids at home anymore. And it was just something that I started, you know, after listening to some other entrepreneurs and podcasts and everything, and just was like, just do it. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. And this is, you know, whether it does anything or not, this is maybe a little bit like my therapy. And part of what I want in the new year is to grow my listeners. So A, I would appreciate a share if you're so feeling so inclined to do so, if you're enjoying the content. And then B, maybe getting some guests on and, you know, talking with other people and involving more people. And just like, you know, if you have any ideas of who you'd like to hear or what you'd like to hear about, I would love to hear that. I'm just going to keep on doing it because it feels good. I like being able to talk to people and encourage them. And, you know, I just hope for 2020, you guys do the things that scare you or that bring you joy. Most of the time, they're the same. So, you know, for me, this was really exciting and I think about it all the time. And then I always just wait for a quiet time so that I can record it without a million kids running around and asking for everything. So, and I'm actually walking around my house right now while I record this, because I just feel like I'm happier when I'm moving. And, you know, I really appreciate you guys listening. you know, for the couple of minutes every week or two that I've been trying to get this out. And it really means a lot to me. I appreciate all your support. I wish each and every one of you that's listening a very, very Merry Christmas and all of the best in 2020. I may get on again before 2019 is out. We'll see how the Christmas season goes, but maybe it'll be just I need to lock myself in a room for 10 minutes, so I'll get one out then and maybe commiserate with you guys this way. But I am looking forward to the holidays and spending time with both of our families, and I just really hope you guys do the same. So wherever you are and whatever it is that you do over the next couple of weeks before 2020 begins, I hope you are safe and I hope you are healthy, and I just hope there is joy in your heart. So have a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for always tuning in. I appreciate your support. Love you guys, and I will maybe see you next decade.